What's going on, everybody? It's time for the run-through again. This time we're doing Top Gun. What's going on, Tanner?
Not much. Just over here bopping to that intro music.
God, I can't stop.
I can't either. It's 3 weeks of this.
3 weeks of this. All recorded in one night. Just to,
that's supposed to be a secret.
Be transparent with the peeps.
Oh, yeah.
Life is busy. So sometimes you got to make some sacrifices. And sometimes that means starting podcasting at 7 and ending at 10:15.
Yes.
But we've had a lot of fun along the way.
Hell yes, we have.
So today, like I said, we're doing Top Gun.
Very great movie.
See, it is one of the greatest movies of all time by a lot of people. Don't know if I agree with that.
I don't know if I agree with it either, but it was a very good movie.
Yeah, so Top Gun. Starring Tom Cruise, directed by Tony Scott, written by Jim Cash, Jack Epps Jr. Movie stars Tom Cruise, Tim Robbins, Kelly McGillis, and of course more. Val Kilmer, Tom Skerritt.
I was so surprised when Val
Tim Robbins. A lot of people in this movie.
Very.
So, what do you think of this movie, Tanner? Was this your first time watching this movie?
Yeah, it was, and I actually really enjoyed it.
Was this your first time? I did not know that.
Yes, I've been meaning to for so long, because I love everything Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise movies are my shit. So, when I started watching it, I really enjoyed the vibe of an older... I just love older movies, too.
Really?
They're just great. There's just some of them, like Breakfast Club... What else? Happy Gilmore. Like, there's so many better movies that came out back then. You know what I mean? But I really liked the plane stuff. I didn't think that it would be so interesting, you know? That's one of the only reasons I didn't ever watch it at the beginning, because I wasn't as interested in that plane thing. And
mm-hmm.
But I was so surprised when Val Kilmer Batman was in it.
Nobody considers him Batman, Tanner.
No, I know, but I do.
Do you? Why? Which one was that?
Batman Forever. Jim Carrey. It's a silly one. Probably wasn't a very good one. It really wasn't. It was considered, like, not a very good one. Whatsoever.
Yeah. So, Top Gun. This is, I think, a 4 out of 5 for me.
4 out of 5, yeah.
It's not perfect, but it's a pretty good one. It's better than just decent.
I loved it. I liked the... Tom Cruise and that woman, that was a good
the great romance.
That was
there.
A good romance.
She was she's kind of bad.
She was.
She's a little
bad. Tom Cruise, you know, I was kind of taking notes.
Were you? Yeah. In what way?
In his pickups. He picked up the girl
going to karaoke and singing to her?
Yeah.
I don't know if that works in 2021.
I bet it would. It makes everyone's drinking, having a good time. Everyone's buzzing. The boys are buzzing. And you go up and sing a song to some girl and they'll probably laugh, right? Especially if you're decent looking. If I look like Tom Cruise, I would go up to a girl and sing.
Sure. You know, Tom Cruise is actually like five.
Oh, yeah. He's as tall as dad. I think my dad's taller. Except Tom Cruise would beat my dad's ass.
Shouts to Todd Smith.
Shouts to Tom Cruise doing his own stunts.
Yeah, dude.
Sick. Respectable.
He does all of his own stunts. Yeah. Do you think he does all of his own flying?
No, I don't think any of them flew, actually. Actually, I'm interested to see how they are to hear how they did that. I'm sure they all got a chance to go up into one of those planes.
I'm sure they did. I think you have to be able to play the role, right? Yeah, right.
You got to sound scared when you're in there. You got to understand what it feels like for real.
So, some information about the film, like we always give. It was released May 16th, 1986. Directed, of course, by Tony Scott, starring Tom Cruise and others. Box office wise, the budget for this movie was $15 million. Opening weekend, it made $8.2 million, and over of all time, it made $356.8 million.
Damn.
So they made their money back.
They made, yeah.
A few times.
Oh, yeah. Just a couple times.
Just a couple times. Rotten Tomatoes critics gave this a 55%, and the audience gave it an 83%.
I just am so curious how some movies that get rated like that, but it's like, this is a huge movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the story, And on a rubric, wasn't that great?
Yeah, I mean, it was okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of how you expected it to go.
Oh yeah,
yeah. At the end, they were all going to get in a real battle, and then he would save. I kind of knew Iceman
would save the guy that has hated on him the entire movie.
You're still dangerous, but I'd fly with you anytime.
Hey.
That's a quote that I didn't
think
I'd remember.
That's a good quote. Yes. That's a good quote.
Yeah.
That's a great scene.
I didn't think I'd have any.
Synopsis of this movie, as students at the United States Navy's elite fighter weapons school compete to be the best in class, one daring young pilot learns a few things from civilian instructor that are not taught in the classroom.
Viper. Tom Skerritt. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, this is a pretty cool movie. I really don't jump up and down about it, though.
No. I mean,
like, a lot of people live by this movie.
I'd have to watch it more. I mean, because I will rewatch it. I think there will be a time in my life where I will somebody's going to watch it in front of me or something like that. Because it's a classic, you know?
Yeah, I wasn't... I just don't live and die by it. A lot of people say, well, I watched this movie with my dads back in the day.
Aw,
I did not. Or my dad back in the day. I did not. I didn't see this movie until I was in high school.
Yeah,
what movie did you watch with your dad growing up? Didn't we talk about this a few weeks ago?
I watched...
When we recorded for the...
Caddyshack and The Jerk. You know what The Jerk is?
I have never heard of The
Jerk. Steve Martin.
Okay.
He's a bum.
Okay.
He was raised by a... this didn't age well, but he was raised by a black family, and he's a white kid, and he thought he was...
Did he adapt to their culture?
He thought he was... No.
He thought he was black?
But he's a total bum and an idiot, right? Like, but he goes through this whole journey, and it's so funny. His dog's name is Shithead. hey, Shithead. Dude, this is a great... You should watch this movie, seriously.
It seems so old.
No, it's hilarious. I have it on Blu-ray, so it makes it look like it isn't old.
Really?
Yeah, and it's... Is it raunchy? So funny.
Is it inappropriate?
Oh, big time. It's rated R. It's horrible.
Maybe let's add it to the run-through list.
This is a great movie.
Okay, I'm going to add it. It's called The Jerk?
It's totally a dad movie. You ask your dad, ask Uncle John... Hey, Dad, have you seen The Jerk? Oh, well, I've seen The Jerk. That's what they'll do.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
Then I'll be sure to ask about it then.
Yeah. I'm looking for it. I want to be in that one.
Okay, yeah. That's another one me and you will do later in the year.
Damn, now I want to watch this one.
Okay, okay. What do you think is the best thing about Top Gun? Besides Tom Cruise aging the best. Because he did.
He doesn't look any older. He didn't age.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, he aged the best.
Still looks like 79 Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
I mean, not 79.
1986.
I don't know if he was even alive then.
What?
Your fan's glitching.
My fan makes annoying noises sometimes.
All right, but what aged the best? I think, honestly, the way they shot the movie, this movie needed a lot of, like, modern day would be a lot more CGI and, like, those scenes, you know what I mean?
A lot of it looked practical.
Yeah, and it did
look real effects.
Yeah, plus the way they cut it and the way they showed him in the plane, it looked good. You know, it might have been because I was watching it on the computer, but I think
where did you find this movie?
Illegal movie website. I watched it when it paused every 14 seconds.
Okay.
To load.
Okay.
That was
okay.
Grueling.
Okay. 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 Okay.
That's right. That's right. God, our mother. Shout out to the moms.
Shout out to the moms.
That's right, that's right.
But back to Top Gun. Did you notice that the soundtrack for this movie?
Oh, it was awesome.
Was down.
I Shazammed one of the songs. I forgot which one it was. It was.
I'm in the danger zone.
That's a great one.
I'm in the danger zone. I'm in a danger zone. I don't either. That's all I know. I think it's called Danger Zone. Because
I would think it was called Danger Zone.
Danger Zone. Yeah. I think it's by Kenny Loggins. That's it.
Kenny Loggins. Didn't he sing God Bless the USA? No, that wasn't him. Never mind. Shut up.
What?
I don't know.
What else about Top Gun?
I don't know, but my legs are...
What aged the worst about this movie? Would you say the effects?
No. I thought the effects aged the best because it looks good for...
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I misunderstood that. Yeah. I don't know if anything aged bad.
I don't really know either. There wasn't anything politically bad that would be not stand for now.
No.
It's a pretty clean movie. But I don't know. I don't think there is anything that aged too bad.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I guess you could say...
It just looks like an older movie, though.
Yeah,
but, I mean, it was made a while ago, so we can't discredit it.
No.
For that.
Mm-mm.
There was a lot of good scenes in this movie, though.
Very.
I really liked a lot of the scenes, like rescuing Cougar. Or rescuing Cougar.
Yeah. Volleyball scene. I just saw that you put
love
that
the
there.
I loved the date one. Scene with them, too.
Oh, yeah. That was good. Yeah. And then he shows up late. He's scared. He's like, yeah. He's like, damn it.
Yeah. You know, he slayed. He laid pipe on that girl.
He sure did. Yes.
I don't date students. Yeah, but you fuck them, clearly.
Yeah, but Tom Cruise, though.
I can't. Watching it, I was like, Jesus Christ, Tom Cruise looks so good.
He
like,
always looks so good.
He looks the same
every time.
He just has a little bit more wrinkles.
I know. He's a little bit of a wrinkle blaster.
Big old wrinkle blaster.
Dude, he's still jumping over buildings and freaking breaking his leg. And oh my God, he's unbelievable. He's something else, dude. He's a talented actor.
Yeah, this is definitely an all time movie for him.
Oh yeah,
probably one of his most famous.
Big time.
Yeah, this is. Would you think that this or Mission Impossible is more famous?
I would say franchise-wise, Mission Impossible.
Yeah,
I don't know, but this, everybody knows
Top Gun. Everybody knows what Top Gun.
Some people won't know Mission Impossible. Oh yeah, because everybody knows. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, so.
That's James Bond.
Nuh-uh.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, okay, I know.
You made me get scared there because I haven't watched.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's Mission Impossible.
Yeah,
but
shouts to Logan's ass.
Nobody heard that on mic.
Oh, well, what about
definitely,
that one?
Definitely didn't hear that one. Ripping ass in the studio, everybody. This movie inspired a sequel.
That's the one that's coming out, right?
That's the movie that we have not seen, but we should have seen it last March.
What?
It's called Top Gun Maverick, which takes place like 30 years later.
He's the instructor. Now. Oh, that's going to look awesome.
The synopsis for this movie says, after more than 30 years of service as one of the Navy's top aviators, Pete Mitchell is where he belongs, pushing the envelope as a courageous test pilot and dodging the achievement and the rank would ground him. This has an awesome cast.
Oh, dude, that's amazing.
Val Kilmer is back as Iceman. John Hamm is in it.
Who's John Hamm? Oh,
John Hamm. What do you mean, who's John Hamm?
Oh, I know who John Hamm is.
The greatest actor of all time.
He was in that one show I still haven't seen.
Mad Men.
Yes, I need to watch that. Isn't
he's
that
known
a mob
for Mad
show?
Men. Huh?
Isn't that a mob show?
No, it's a... I don't know what to call it.
Mafia?
It's just... No, nothing mafia. No, none of that.
Do they do bad things?
No, none of that.
What do they do?
He cheats on his wife sometimes.
What are they about?
It's... I don't really know how to describe it. He works in marketing, advertising, and he just smokes a lot. Everybody in the show smokes a lot.
Cigarettes?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really know. That's a really good thought. I don't know how to describe Mad Men.
I want to watch The Sopranos.
Let's figure it out.
I can watch The Sopranos now.
I could too.
Yeah.
I could too. How do you describe Mad Men? Let's find out. A drama about one of New York's most prestigious ad agencies in the beginning of the 60s, focusing on one of the firm's most mysterious but talented... Don Draper.
He's famous. Yeah, as hell.
That's the character.
Yeah. Wait, isn't Don Draper the...
Don Draper is not a real man.
What the hell? Why did I hear some... Never mind.
Oh my God, are they doing another season? Season 7? No. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that aired in 2014. The show ended in 2014. It's a great show. It's an amazing show.
I
would love to.
Just because you went,
I would love to do a run through this. But it's truly an amazing show. I love it.
Truly?
Truly.
Tasty.
But back to Top Gun. Not John Hamm, but back to Top Gun. So yeah, this movie we're supposed to see months and months and months ago. But instead, I think the new release date for it is November 19th, 2021, in theaters. We'll have to go see it together.
Yes, we will. That looks awesome.
We'll review it for the Binge Boys, for sure.
I'll have to watch Top Gun again on a big screen when it doesn't cut in and out.
Who's Jennifer Connelly?
Oh God. Man. We just figured out who that was.
She's a cutie.
Oh.
What else is she in? Not much.
Not much. Spider-Man.
Really?
Said Spider-Man Homecoming.
Really?
Who did she play? Suit Lady? What? That's a lie.
That's Karen.
I thought that was
the wife of Paul Bettany.
Shut up. Bettany slaying that?
Damn.
She's... Wow, Bettany. Good for you, dude.
Wow.
Damn.
Look at all of this coming full circle. We've recorded Iron Man, Cars, and Top Gun tonight.
Excuse me.
And in Iron Man, we were talking about Paul Bettany and how his wife was the voice of Karen. And now here we are looking at Karen.
And his wife.
God, she's beautiful.
I know. Damn it.
Wow. Paul Bettany.
Anyways,
back to Top Gun.
This is... Who do you think she'll play? The new love interest?
Danger Zone. Yeah, probably the new love interest.
Tom Cruise, too, can, like, on screen, could get a woman that's so much younger than him, too, because he looks just like their age.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He's so flexible for screenwriters.
Flexible? I thought you said fucksible.
No, I didn't say fucksible.
That's what it sounded like.
He is, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Major bangable guy.
Oh, yeah. Not going to talk about it. Shout out to Logan's ass again.
Jesus, they definitely heard that one. I can't wait to go back in here. Let's talk about some trivia, Tanner.
Let's do that. Trivia.
Let's go straight to the trivia. The real Top Gun imposes a $5 fine to any staff member that quotes this movie.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Amazing.
That is awesome.
Okay.
I'm so glad I just learned that.
Anthony Edwards is the only actor that didn't vomit while in the fighter jet.
Even my boy Tom Cruise vomited. Damn.
Val Kilmer did not want to be in this movie at all, but was forced to by a contract obligation. However, it became one of the most iconic roles in his career.
Dumbass.
Pete Maverick Mitchell's first name was Evan in early scripts of the film. It was later changed to Pete as homage to Pete Pettigrew, who worked on the film. Pettigrew appears in the bar scene early in the film as Charlie's older male date. Let's see who this dude is. Doesn't even have a picture. Probably someone who passed away. The tension between Maverick and Iceman didn't just go down to good acting. Tom Cruise and Val Kilmer kept their distance from each other and never socialized.
Really?
Wow.
Interesting.
The F-14 pilot who flipped the bird at the MIG pilot was Scott Altman of VF-51, who eventually became a NASA astronaut flying as a pilot on two missions as the commander and two more on other missions as well.
Damn.
The Pentagon charged Paramount Pictures $1.8 million to use their planes and aircraft carriers.
Oh, wow. So cool.
Most of the actors who portrayed F-14 crew members received backseat rides in the F-14, and several of the scenes which appear in the film were filmed with the actors in the air.
Okay, there's my answer.
All of Maverick's stunt flying in the film was done by Scott Altman, who later also became an astronaut.
There's your answer about Tom Cruise flying.
Okay. When Tom Cruise went up in a real F-14 for the first time, he was with the Lieutenant Commander Lloyd Bozo Abel. After Bozo did some maneuvers, Cruise finally had no choice but to reach for his sick bag. However, as he did, Bozo did a maneuver that put Cruise's head to the floor of the cockpit as he struggled to activate the intercom to tell Bozo what was happening. When Bozo finally leveled
this.
The plane, Cruise hit the intercom and said, "Bozo, I didn't see you didn't. Bozo, didn't you see I wasn't in your rearview mirror?" Bozo replied, "Sorry, but then again, they don't call me Bozo for nothing."
Yeah, he's talked about this on talk shows before.
Really?
I've watched his interviews.
I've never seen that before.
That's funny.
Meg Ryan and Anthony Edwards became an item after the filming concluded. Meg Ryan. The film was inspired by an article in the May 1983 issue of California Magazine about the U.S. Navy's Top Gun school. Tom Cruise has also never ridden a motorcycle until this film. He went to the House of Motorcycles in El Cajon, California to learn. They taught him in the parking lot of their own shop.
Imagine teaching him how to ride a motorcycle. That'd be so dope. There you go.
This was the highest grossing movie of 1986. Kenny Loggins was not the first choice to record Danger Zone. REO Speedwagon was considered as well. And Toto. You know.
Yeah.
Toto. You know them. Africa.
Oh, yeah, I do know them.
In order to stay in character, Tom Cruise sat far away from the rest of the cast in between takes. That's quotes for this movie. Or, I'm sorry, trivia for the movie.
Trivia.
I can't believe you fucking hit my chair.
I'm so sorry.
What the hell did you think was going to happen?
I don't know.
I came off a lot angrier than I actually am.
I'm a lot.
I just really scared me in the moment.
I'm a lot. I don't have an answer for you. I don't. I just don't. I don't know why I did that. I just did it.
Let's talk about quotes, Tannerman.
I didn't think. You know, sometimes when you do things and don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel the need. The need for speed. There was a high five. Don't know if you heard that. I didn't really get many quotes from this movie, unless except for the one there at the end that you said. What was it again?
I already forgot.
I did too. Talk to me, Goose.
Oh, people do say that. Talk to me, Goose.
Yep. Yeah, I don't
think
really.
Your dad. That's where I've heard that from. Talk to me, Goose. It sounds like your father.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it sounds like. It sounds like that. Yeah, the movies, the quotes aren't very quotable.
Not really. I think there's that, whatever the one
you
I said.
You don't have time to think up there. If you think, you're dead.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, there's not many quotes here.
Although they're back and forths.
Yeah, the back and forths are good.
The way they all chewed their gum. Did you notice how jerk-offy they chewed their gum? Look at me like.
Oh, yeah. Very in-your-face gum chewing mint.
Very like, I'm cooler than you gum chewing.
I think that's all I have to say about Top Gun, to be honest. It's a good movie.
Great movie.
I don't know where you can stream it, if you can.
I couldn't find it anywhere.
Okay. Although, so you illegally streamed it?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't get mad at me, FBI.
I owned it for some reason. Don't know why I own this movie.
Probably a parent.
Might have bought it at some point just because it was on sale.
I know that you were getting all those movies.
Yeah, but I might have got it because it was on sale or something.
That sounds about right.
Hmm.
Can't believe I did that. I just keep thinking about.
I'm gonna definitely edit that out when I screamed because it scared me. That came up. That picked up. Okay, we've been here too late.
We have.
If you enjoyed Top Gun, stay tuned for next week's run through, which is Ratatouille. We'll see everybody next time. Make sure you follow along on Instagram for updates. Follow us personally if you'd like.
And like. What other podcast farts on the mic?
None of them do. And if they do, they edit it out. We don't do that.
Yeah, we don't.
We give it to the people raw. And hopefully everybody has a great week.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.